We'll start off with the Shanti Mantra from Rigveda. The meaning of this one: may we seek the protection of the Lord who pervades everywhere. May we sing the name of the Lord who pervades everywhere. May He shower His grace on us. May the earth be filled with vegetation. May the medicinal herbs be infused with energy, so that may all our diseases be cured. May all the bipeds be happy. May all the quadrupeds be happy. May there be peace everywhere. Om Tachayo.
Om Tachayo.
Ravrini Mahe.
Ravrini Mahe.
Gatum Yajnaya.
Gatum Yajnaya.
Gatum Yajnapataye.
Gatum Yajnapataye.
Devi Im.
Devi Im.
Swastirastunaha.
Swastirastunaha.
Swastir Manushebhyaha.
Swastir Manushebhyaha.
Urdvam Ji Gatu Beshajam.
Urdvam Ji Gatu Beshajam.
Shanno astu dvipade e.
Shanno astu dvipade e.
Sham chatushpade.
Sham chatushpade.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
If I buy a new car, I get instructions and operating manual along with that one. The manufacturer tells me how to use the car, what fuel to put in, how often to service, and how fast I can go, and what are the indications of any obstructions coming in my path if I'm driving. And if I go to the insurance, and insurance will ask me whether I'm parking the car in the garage or on the street, and how much I travel every year. Based on that, my premium is determined. And if there is a small dent in the car, I'm so worried. I drive such a way that a car is kept clean and neat and in a original condition. That is, I take so much of care about the car. They say this body is a vehicle. We ignore this vehicle. We take so much of care for the other one. They say you have to put petrol 98 or 95. If I can't put diesel in that one, I have to follow whatever the manufacturer says. They say if I do not follow, the warranty will be void. They won't be responsible. And for this body, there is also an operating and instruction manual. But we take this body for granted. We eat whatever comes in our way. Many people to show they are very liberal people, I eat whatever it comes in my way. Whatever comes near my mouth, I eat. To show that they are very liberal people. I eat whenever I want. I don't care. Midnight, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I don't care. And drink whatever I want, eat whatever I want, sleep whenever I want. And they say, if you start using this vehicle that way, there is no warranty. There is an operating and instruction manual given in yoga. Yoga gives nothing but an operating and instruction manual, tells us how to use this vehicle so that you get best mileage out of this life. This instruction. And in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Natyashnutasti yogosti nachekanta anashnataha nachati supnashilasya jagrato naivacharjuna. One who doesn't know what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, and one who doesn't know when to be awake, when to sleep, and when to recreate. And for that person, yoga is not possible. That person is not following the operating and instruction manual. Warranty is void. And it says I mentioned last class also, 96 minutes before the sunrise. Sunrise is called as Brahmi Muhurta. And 96 before minutes before that one, Brahmi Muhurta is Vishnu Muhurta. Very conducive time for doing practice. And in the Brahmi Muhurta, 96 minutes before sunrise, and it finishes 48 minutes before the sunrise. At that time, the prana energy level is at the peak in the nature. During that time, you have to keep your spine vertical, not to be asleep under the blanket. Sit up, and it's a time for sadhana, in the early morning, Brahmi Muhurta. And those who get up after the sunrise, they say their prana body energy level is very low. They tend to go into depression quite often. They are generally sick people. They are not healthy. If you want to be healthy, get up before the sunrise. 96 minutes before the sunrise, 1.5 hours before the sunrise, get up. That's a secret of good health. It's mentioned in the scriptures when you have to get up. And eating, it's not to eat, it's after the too dark. Body, it's a industry, it requires some rest also. And about 2-3 hours before you go to sleep, you have your meal, and not 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Many people in the socializing, they have dinner at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Body, there's a recycling process is happening, garbage collection is happening, excretion, body purification is happening. You have to give the rest. Between 11 to 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 11 to 2 o'clock is the time all the impurities are getting depleted. During that time, give enough rest. You have to be asleep, not to be partying and socializing. And not to, and also not to eat meat, dead animal. Dead animal, there is no prana in that one. Prana is very weak. And if you eat that one, that very low prana, it is affecting the prana here. And eat whatever is the fresh, vibrant. In the Bhagavad Gita, again it says, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta supna avabhodasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. Yoga becomes a dispeller of grief, and one can enjoy the life, one who knows yukta ahara. Ahara, it's a right food we have to eat. Yukta vihara, right recreation, not in a wrong company. Yukta vihara, yukta cheshtasya, not to overwork. We should know how much to work. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta swapna avabhodasya, when to sleep, when to be awake, not to be asleep even after the sunrise, get up before the sunrise. For that person, yoga becomes a dispeller of grief. And in the Yukta Ahara, Sri Krishna further says, to get the best out of this body, ayusatvam bhala arogyam sukha priti vivardhanaha rasya snigda stira hridya ahara satvika priyaha. Those who want to maintain this vehicle well, and those who wants the calm, serenity, calmness and contentment in their mind, they resort to the food. They are very particular about the food. They eat the food full of prana, fresh and succulent, juicy, fresh, nourishing food. That type of food, people are resorting to that type of food, those who wants to maintain this vehicle well. And it says, ayusatvam bala arogyam sukha priti vivardhana rasya snigda sthira hridya. Sthira, one gives the lot of contentment, joy in one's life, and they resort to that one. Thus, other food, the stale food and food which has a very low in prana, it's a for taste, it may be good for the taste buds are misleading me. All my life, I trusted this taste bud. I trusted this tongue, thinking that this tongue will guide me. All my life, the tongue was misleading me. And that not to trust this tongue, have the control. And doing that one, one experiences immense joy within. And in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Patanjali, he talks about Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upekshana, Sukha, Dukkha, Punya, Apunya, Vishayanam, Chitta, Prasadana, Bhavanartham. And it says, Patanjali, the purpose of life, whatever is the situation, make sure that your peace is not disturbed. You may be in the company of friends, or people are suffering, in the company of people are suffering, or people are doing great works, you may be in the company of them, or people are always negative, criticizing at you. Make sure that whoever you come across in the daytime, when I go out of the house, or in the house also, or go out in the marketplace, I come across all type of people. Make sure that your peace is not disturbed. That is the vehicle, how to maintain the vehicle. And also, Maitri Karuna, at the same time, Shri Krishna say, in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, and make friendship only people who are positive in their life. And those who need support, extend, be compassionate. Extend your helping hand where the people who need a support. And those who are doing a great work, take delight in that one. And those who are always negative, do not get into argument with those people. And ignore them. And move on with your life. And purpose of this vehicle, the driver, if the mind is disturbed, vehicle will go in a wrong direction. And it says, make sure that whatever is the situation, whatever is the traffic condition on your path, this vehicle, you are a driver within, make sure that you maintain this vehicle well, so that you will get best mileage of this vehicle, and you can cover long distance. We have a long distance to cover in our life. You can cover the long distance without frequent breakdowns. Otherwise, if there is a frequent breakdown, your time, effort is spent only in fixing the vehicle, not covering the distance. And our goal is to cover long distance, make sure that this vehicle is fit, like a car. How much care I take, car can be replaced. If I don't like, I will replace the car. This body, I can't replace. It's a gift by the God, and I have to utilize this vehicle so that I travel a long distance. This is the message of yoga on health. Lie down on your back.